Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And in Career 360, we look at the manpower sector here in Singapore, also your career and lifelong learning. Now, bakers form one of the key pillars of the F&B sector, providing us with bread at local bakeries and also pastries at cafes and hotels. And as Singapore moves towards industry transformation, local bakers will be subject to the changes that the new economy brings. Now, National Trades Union Congress's E2I and the Singapore Bakery and Confectionery Trade Association join hands to pilot a new series of initiatives in the baking and confectionery industry to identify the skills gap and training needed to upskill and transform bakers in tandem with the changing F&B landscape in Singapore. To tell us more, we have Gilbert Tan, who's CEO of E2I, and also Mr. Lee Chit Shung, who's Managing Director of Montreux Patisserie. I hope I've not done my French lessons a disservice. Thank you for joining us today, gentlemen.
Hello, Fabi.
I think I'll ask Chit Shung first at Montreux Patisserie. So from a baking company's perspective, right, some of the main challenges you face running the business, the mindset of the bakers and the employees that you have, the mindset of employers even. Tell us how consumer trends, first up, have changed.
We have discovered that actually consumer trend have changed. The younger generation, they are looking for more creative products, like bakery products, and then they are looking for more at the fusion, bakery breads, cakes, and all these things.
Meaning like you fuse breads and cakes? Or
yes,
are you talking flavors?
We fuse bread with Japanese influence, Korean influence into it, rather than the normal traditional that we find from our pups and mums generation.
Right. Yes. So this is over the last decade or so you're seeing
that. Yes, you're right. Yeah.
What sort of challenges does that pose to someone running a bakery?
Looking at this, we must upgrade our skill, and then we must have more exposure into different area of products that we're looking into it. And then we must discover, and then we must have more influence and exposure into innovating, you know, and creating new product in order to adapt to the new taste profile.
Let's get Gilbert in on the action. You're CEO over at E2I, and I understand you recently went to Taiwan to have a look-see as well. Are they facing the same sort of challenges, changing consumer tastes for few fusion-type products?
Well, I guess in the business of bakeries, baking, there are probably three categories of challenges that a typical industry or business will face. First category would be the area of business, like what Mr. Lee said, where we work on getting what the consumers want and delivering new tastes, new experiences, new exposure, balancing that with the traditional people who are still buying breads, wanting the traditional breads. So having that business angle. The second challenge would really be operations, with Industry 4.0, with technology, with data available. How do we then harness these technologies, these data available, to make our business more effective, more productive, and using equipment to improve our baking processes? And of course, thirdly, where probably Singapore companies face more, will be in the area of manpower and the skills that this manpower bring to fit into these new industries, new technologies, new creation environment that we are looking at today.
Were you finding this less so in Taiwan, the manpower crunch for this particular industry?
Well, in Taiwan, what I saw was a very strong baking culture, where the young people, the older ones, the creation, the aspiration to join the baking industry, a stronger one. And I think I attribute it to a few things that I saw that hopefully we can bring back to Singapore. And with Baker 4.0, one of the ways. One of that which I saw was that there is a clear certification and progression pathway for a baker in Taiwan. You can get a certification starting at grade C, grade B, grade A, and the salary and the abilities grow accordingly. And the employers recognize that and they pay that. So with Baker 4.0, having the correct skills to be able to do well in the industry, we hope to bring some of these developmental angles in. And also in Taiwan, there's a culture and a professionalism about baking. And we hope that through getting the bakers together, the employers together, that we build a certain ecosystem, a culture that everyone would want to inspire each other to do more, to do better.
Mr. Lee, are you thinking that perhaps a mindset change needs to happen for younger people to join the industry? Because perhaps they think mistakenly that it's a low-grade job. There's not a lot of progression for me. There's not a lot of pay involved even.
I don't think so. After our Minister Ng mentioned about this Worker 4.0, the initiative of Baker 4.0 have been actively carried out by E2I. And we have done a lot of initiative. We have launched a lot of activities to engage on the younger generation. Even we wanted to encourage a second generation bakery owner to join and take over the reins from the father and mother so that they can innovate and come up with better idea, including renovation, make the environment better, including additional of new product into the creativity, and then including adding in more training to their staff to make them better.
What would you say then is your biggest operational challenge running the business?
Now is to engage the younger generation baker and then to enhance their craft, to make them a better craftsman.
Right. Talk to us about some of the good practices like training workers, exploring techniques in other countries that you could maybe bring here to your bakers as well.
For me, we have noticed, let's give another closer example, like Taiwan, which we are very familiar with. They engage the younger baker through schooling time. They already put this into the curriculum that encourage them to bake.
Also like home economics back in the day when I took it.
But they emphasize more onto it. Yeah. And then they have a lot of exposure for the student to see their future. This is what maybe Singapore can adapt into it and then to let them see what is the future career path as a baker, what they can achieve, you know. And then they can expose them to more different era of training, like how to dress up the product in your shops, how to do a better renovation, what kind of things you must look out for, the details. And then more sharing opportunity can be involved for successful entrepreneur to share with them. So we don't call them successful entrepreneur, we call them bakerpreneur.
Bakerpreneur.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I've got
yes.
to wrap my tongue around that one.
Okay.
What about Gilbert for E2Y, your vision for bakers and the baking industry in Singapore? I've got to say, I think some fans of baking goods or confectionery would think that this should be an artisanal thing. Small quantities of good quality, so to speak. If it's going to be mass produced, if it's going to be done by a machine, one questions the quality.
Well, I guess variety is the spice of life.
Mm.
So probably we need some artisanal, some mass-produced because we need to feed people too.
Yeah.
Well, in attracting and growing professional workforce for the bakers, I think several things need to be in place. One would be a clear career progression that is tied to a clear and observable skill sets.
Mm.
So I think this is in every profession, and I think in bakers it's important that we put that in place too. And that's what we're trying to do.
How to test, though? Your loaf of bread was not so great this week. Perhaps I can't give you an A.
Yeah, so it could
be to that degree.
Yeah, so you may not really test the taste, but you can test the way it's fluffy. There are various ways to test it.
Yeah.
So working with the industry to understand what's important to them, creating a taste that's not too sweet, for example, and getting taste profiles of our locals into a data that we can use it to analyze and give us the preferences that people want.
Yeah.
So number one would be really building that skill sets and giving them a career progression.
Mm.
If no one wants to be just a worker anymore, they want to be a professional, and a professional talks about career progression. Number two, I think building the community. Alone, we will never be able to do a lot or want to inspire to do a lot. But if we have a community of bakers, I think that's where we can come together and inspire each other, inspire to create more, to build more, to be partially artisanal sometimes when we do creation, and yet to be able to produce the mass market products that will serve the mass market.
Mm. Do you think like a dedicated baking school might help? Akin to, say, the Cordon Bleu from Paris and the culinary institutes in the United States.
Mm. So today, there are multiple ways to train someone going to the FMB. So there will be the proper training institutes. And then we've got worked with employers to work on industry-based training. Could be in workplace training.
Mm. So, the job.
Yes. So now we're looking at industry now to see whether there's a better way to really structure and organize this training that will inspire more young people to join us.
Mm. Very quickly, Mr. Lee, what's your favorite type of bread?
My favorite type is croissant.
Of course. Yeah. That's nice. What about you, Gilman?
I love the croissant too. I will never miss it
in
the breakfast table.
All in agreement. A big thank you to Mr. Lee Chit Chong, who's Managing Director at Montreux Patisserie. Also, Gilbert Tan, who's CEO of E2I. We've been talking about Baker 4.0. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.